Men of true talents are seemingly in short supply.
Thank you, sir.
If we could persuade you to accompany us as far as Washington, we could give you $1 for each day's services and $3 for every night played at our performances. In addition, we will provide sufficient pay for your return here to Saratoga 2 weeks from today.
At the time of his capture, Northup and his family were living in Saratoga Springs. Northup, a free man, was born in Minerva in Essex County around 1808. After spending his early years working various jobs and farming in Washington County, Northup relocated to the Spa City. I met up with local historian David Fisk, who co-authored a biography of Northup on the streets of Saratoga Springs. Fisk helped me retrace the steps of Solomon Northup in the modern-day city of horses, springs, and high-end retail stores.
What he says in his book, although it's possible that it's mistaken or a little bit off, is that when he first came to Saratoga, he lived on the north side of Washington Street, which would be about where we are at this point, somewhere along here. But as I say, there's a possibility it may have actually been Congress Street, which is just one block over. So he might have, you know, almost 20 years later, been a little bit off on his locations.
Fisk said Northup and his wife, upon moving to Saratoga Springs, initially lived in a house owned by Daniel O'Brien. Fisk said at the time, Northup most likely chose the location due to its close proximity to the railroad tracks that once ran through the area.
He says he worked on the railroad that came into Saratoga from Troy when that was constructed. And he did various odd jobs. In the summer, there was a lot of work because the resorts and the hotels were very busy and there were a lot of visitors and there was plenty of work. But in the winter, there wasn't a lot of things to do in Saratoga to make a living. So it probably was kind of a hard scrabble.
So where to next, I guess?
Well, yeah, let's see if we can manage to get through the snowbank here.
Fisk and I walked along Washington Street until we reached Broadway. Passing a couple storefronts, we stood in front of what is now a Banana Republic. In 1841, this was the site of the Eagle Tavern, where Solomon Northup was approached by the two men who would deceive him, eventually kidnapping and selling him into slavery.
They said that they had heard around town that he was a good fiddler, and they had a circus and were finding it very hard to find musicians to work in the circus. And if he was amenable, they would like him to go with them to New York City and he could provide the music for their circus and also perform in some shows along the way.
At the end of a winter season in antebellum Saratoga Springs, Northup probably had expected to make a quick buck on the road and return home in a few weeks. However, from New York, he was led to Washington, where he accounts that he was drugged and sold into slavery to work on a plantation in Louisiana. Northup's accounts were recorded and released in 12 Years a Slave in 1853, a bestseller of its time. But Fisk said that as years went on and Saratoga Springs transitioned from a resort town to a horse racing city, Northup's story started to fade.
Interest kind of declined in some of the history of Saratoga. And as time went on, a lot of the old hotels that dated back to the resort time became dilapidated or caught fire. And in the meantime, the racetrack just, you know, really became the focus. Some people don't have an interest in history to begin with, so, you know, that's true of any place, I guess. But without a lot of old hotels to remind you of the pre-Civil War history of Saratoga, there wasn't anything to really spark anybody's interest, particularly in its earlier history. And as I say, the racetrack really became the main focus of Saratoga.
In 1999, through the work of Saratoga Springs activist and educator Renee Moore in the city of Saratoga Springs, an historical marker was placed near the approximate location of Northup's kidnapping. And since 1999, on the third Saturday in July, Saratogians celebrate Solomon Northup Day, which features events commemorating Northup's story and serves as a venue for conversation about civil rights. Founder Renee Moore.
I thought, this community, why not provide a platform bridging the past and the future? you know, the past, the Solomon Northup history, his representation of the presence of African Americans right here in Saratoga, and the present day community, which they have a story as well.
Over the years, Solomon Northup Day has been recognized by the Smithsonian and the U.S. Department of Interior. Most recently, in July 2013, an event at Skidmore College was attended by more than 50 descendants of Solomon Northup, who have also come together during the Hollywood Awards season. Moore hopes that the day will continue to remind Saratogians of an important part of American history.
It's all a part of history. We need to relive it again so that we remember that African Americans built this country. We built it off the backs of slaves and free people. And African Americans need to remember that they're survivors of a great Holocaust.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.